You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs in for Matt Wilhelm. The Browns unveiled their new logo today. Not a whole lot of change to the helmet, just a brighter, deeper orange and a brown face mask in terms of the main logo. Keeping the helmet the same, nothing on the helmet as well. And a new Dog Pound logo that some people like, some people do not like. Some people say it looks like Scrappy Doo. Mike T says, my first impression was angry puppy, definitely not junkyard dog. Kinder, softer look is a fail. But at the end he says, now get us a winner. Who cares about all of this stuff? Who cares? Charlie Newcomer, though, says, ask Alec why they didn't choose a newer style helmet for the logo using that same old traditional helmet that you actually really don't see much in the NFL right now. Like the Dog Pound logo, wasn't the old logo owned by Modell, he says. Peep says, I want something more aggressively different. The Broncos' difference was drastic. I hope the uniforms go more radical than this. And then here's one that I thought was pretty good and just kind of shows the difficulty in any of these situations. Steve Brown says, Stephen Dayton, all week people complained that they were going to change. Now they are complaining that they did not change enough. And he went on to add, the new dog on an orange shirt or hoodie would look awesome. Jordan Watt says, my opinion is we knew nothing major was coming. Relax. And about the dog, I thought the old dog looked like something that needed to be taken out back and taken down, as cliche as that sound. New look, new era, hashtag change is good.
Steve Brown also added, is it me or does the new orange look Bowling Green orangish, which is phenomenal. Alma Mater changed their colors a few years ago, went a little more bold on the orange. And by the way, the Browns got their colors from the Bowling Green Falcons. How about that? Bet you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
See,
yes.
Now you know. Knowing's half the battle.
Now people say that the new doc reminds them of Muttley, which is pretty
Come
funny
on!
For those
Why?
Who know.
Why all the hate?
Who know Muttley?
Why are people hating on the dog?
I don't know. Lynn Howley, that dog sucks. The Dog Pound hasn't been the same since we moved. People are not liking that. I don't know. Listen. I mean,
I didn't think that many people cared about the dog.
People like to – let me tell you something. People are very they're pretty fired up about this logo thing. I think, but right now the sentiment that I get is that people were underwhelmed. They felt that the logo was hyped so much that the change itself was underwhelming and that they do not like the dog. The Bleacher Report, I mean, this is where it is when you're the Cleveland Browns right now. The Cleveland Browns unveil a new logo, mocking ensues. That is their headline. Like their tweet headline is, Cleveland Browns unveiled their new logo and everyone is making fun of it. I mean, people are tweeting pictures of little pug puppies that look like the dog. I mean,
why is LaCroix hating on us? I wonder how Browns Daily will spin how wonderful looking the new terrible Browns logo looks. They just changed the color, man. LaCroix, go have a cocktail. Get a little umbrella in your cocktail.
I mean,
you need a little love in your life, man.
It's good for listen. People are getting out of there. Let's go. Let's hear what they have to say. Here we go. We've got John in Virginia. John, what are you thinking today?
Hey, fellas, great job. I actually love the new look, but I'm upset that I don't have the opportunity to pitch an idea to Alec in that everybody loves the Ohio State Buckeyes helmets. At the beginning of the year, they're just as plain as the Browns helmets. By the end of the year, everyone earns their leaves. Why don't we incorporate the sticker system with Brownie the Elf, and that way it can be incorporated into the helmet. By the end of the year, it's similar to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Everyone's got a little bit different look, and nobody else in the league does it.
That would be interesting. I wonder if there's a rule about that in the NFL that you haven't seen that anywhere because it is popular in so many colleges. I wonder if that's the case. I don't know. I'll ask Alec about that, if that's something
that
has ever been.
List. You
know, put that on the list. Gibbs, make a note of that in case I forget. Let's make a note of that. Let's go. It's interesting. People are saying that the orange now looks too similar in color to that of the Cincinnati Bengals. You got people on Twitter, Robbie Ballgame, saying 100% chance the designer forgot today was the deadline, did it at his desk real quick this morning.
No, his name's not Jason Gibbs.
Busted Coverage says, where have I seen the new Browns helmet before? And then put a picture of the Bowling Green helmet, which when you put it right there, it actually does look pretty similar. Somebody says Scooby-Dooby-Doo for the dog. Eric Stengel says, you have to feel bad for Browns fans. Even their new logo release is disappointing. Doug Farr from Sports Illustrated piling on. Browns logo hype is a lot like their draft hype. Little changes from year to year.
How about Gabrielle Michaels? I thought the rumored Paul Brown silhouette would have been an amazing and drastic change. New color is too Cincinnati-like. I don't think so. Is it?
No, it is interesting. Some people at first had texted me that they thought they didn't understand why it was black and orange and black, that the brown was almost such a dark brown that they believed that they were seeing orange and black, which would be more like the Cincinnati Bengals. It's, you know, listen, right now it doesn't seem like the bottom line is, I go back to all of this, is while this team is, there is an arm of this organization that is they are branding professionals. That's what they are doing. That is their job. That's why they come to work here. They're not involved with the football team at all. They're involved in branding. And so that's what they're doing. This is the result of their branding. People only care about the professional football side of this team. They don't care about the branding side of this team.
Amen.
They don't care about these logos. There's no logo. If the Browns pulled out a new logo and you're like, that logo's super cool, and the Browns go 0-16, you don't care about the logo anymore. It's all about winning. This logo will become great and will be associated with greatness if the Browns are able to come out and get it done. That's what it's all about. Can this team come out and win football games? These logos, this is an ancillary conversation. Now, some of it could, you know, help sell merchandise if it's very popular and looks good, but ultimately, I think what everybody's saying, they want this team to win, and nobody cares about the logo. If you have people willing to have our logo be Justin Bieber's face, then you obviously want, you don't care. You just want this team to win. So a lot of those stuff there. We've got, did we do Don in Cleveland yet?
Yeah, we can keep going.
Don in Cleveland, welcome.
How you doing, gentlemen? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you could put me in the camp of, I've never been a big dog pound guy to begin with, so it doesn't matter to me. I saw it, and that old logo was brought in by the new regime. It wasn't an Art Modelfic, so what good has that done? The helmet looks good, but you know what? I keep hearing same old Browns. You know what? It's same old Browns fans that keep getting led around by the nose, by the local and national media, okay? One example is what I heard when I heard that Ted Ginn Jr. was cut, and that was the fourth team that got cut him. But all of a sudden now, our media, led by our radio host, our radio announcer last night, and I heard some other shows, we gotta pick this guy up. I mean, four teams caught him, so all of a sudden, because he's from Cleveland, from Ohio State, we gotta take him. It's a no-brainer. The Browns may take them, but we're like idiots if we don't. And it just goes along with the mantra. I'm kind of getting tired of the same old Brown stuff. You know, if you guys don't like
right.
it,
listen,
go for somebody else.
Where somebody's really from shouldn't matter. I agree with you. Where somebody's from shouldn't matter. Can they help this football team? And if the people of the football department, this last year was the same thing with Josh Cribbs. People in the football department decide that Ted Ginn can help this team and the price is right, then Ted Ginn will be here. If not, he won't be here. I think it's right now it's all about blocking out the noise. And as you said, same old Browns, you're sick of hearing that. Stewie Mack tweeted us and said, same old Browns, same old Browns, same old Browns, same old Browns, same old Browns. Six times same old Browns. So there was that. You always hear the negative, I think, and that's Marty Sustarsic makes that point on Twitter. So maybe those are the people who weren't calling or just people who have negative opinions. But I think you're right. I think the media is, you know, obviously not positive, but again, I go back to it. You're not going to get positive media. You're not going to get benefits of the doubt. You're not going to get kindness nationally or locally, which certainly is been the case, you know, until you win. Nobody cares. And this is the sentiment, at least, that I'm getting and the message I'm getting. Like, nobody cares about any of this stuff unless the Browns win. New uniforms,
yes.
Great. That's exciting. It's fun. You know, you'll get to sell some. People will buy them, especially if they look cool. And by all accounts, they're going to be unbelievable-looking uniforms. But people just want this team to win. All the focus on all this extra stuff, which is, listen, and there are people whose jobs are in every football team. Lots of teams have redone their logos. Lots of teams have re-updated their uniforms. It's part of football. That's what these people are doing. I just think, you know, by and large, your average fan right now is negative about any of this stuff because all they care about is winning. And until this team becomes a winning organization, none of it matters. And right now, the Browns are an easy target. The media loves this. People love negativity. You watch the news. Do they put the positive stories on the news, or is it all negativity? People thrive on negativity. And that's just something that, you know, you come to learn and realize, I think, as you get older. And it's not just sports. People like it in life. That's why people like to gossip about other people's crap that's going on in their lives. People like to thrive on negativity and not positivity. So I think the local media, they love to talk about things that are negative. That's just fun for them. It's easy. Everybody will read a negative story. People don't – positive – eh. People don't care about that. So until you win, you can't change the narrative. You can't change the narrative about this organization by changing the logos, by changing the uniforms, by changing where training camp is, by changing anything. The only thing you can do is win, and then everything is going out. That's it. That's it. You got to win, and if you do that, all of these things, oh, great, new logo, awesome, fine. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to tell you you need to sign a kick returner who used to play here and was good in Josh Cribbs. They're not going to say, oh, you got to get Ted Ginn because he's from Ohio. I think focusing on where somebody is from and their team, unless they are a good player, doesn't matter. Dante Whitner matters. The guy's a Pro Bowler. He's been to the Pro Bowl multiple times. The fact that he gets to come back and play for his home team, that's exciting. He's a Pro Bowler. Ted Ginn's not a Pro Bowler. You know, Brian Hoyer's not a Pro Bowler. I think that those things are sometimes made too big of a deal of. These are professional athletes. This is a professional football team. And until this team gets to the level that everybody wants it to, this stuff is all window dressing. The meat and potatoes of this organization is producing a winning football team, not only for 1 year, but for a long time. Like all of these great fans of Cleveland deserve. And all of you deserve it. Everybody here deserves this team to be a winner. And that's, I know for a fact, that's what Jimmy Haslam, Mike Pettine, Ray Farmer are working on, putting together a winning team along with the help of guys like Sashi Brown and President Alex Shiner, who will be here later today. That's all their focus is on. They have to find a way to win. That is the bottom line. And otherwise, people won't – none of this stuff matters. But we'll continue to talk about it, 216-578-0850. You know, I like it. Give me, if you're negative on it, you're negative. If you're positive on it, positive on it. Let's hear what you have to think about the new logo. The bottom line is the Browns need to win, and that's hopefully what things are building towards once again here in Cleveland, as we hear all the time. Nathan Zgura, Jason Gibbs here, 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You know there's no rest or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, not intentionally. You know it's hard to hear.